Kevin, up until that 3-minute stretch in the second period there, did you guys like, you know, the way that you played in the first period and up until that point?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were – that's a really good team over there, obviously a very fast team. I feel like we played a fairly good game up until that point. We fed them a little bit, you know, their transition game. They're obviously a really good team when we don't take care of the puck, especially through the neutral zone. And, you know, at times we made it hard on them, back-to-back game, and tried to get it in and go to work. But we just didn't do it enough and put enough pressure on them to – we saw the chances that came from it when we did do it. But we weren't able to, you know, we gave up too many chances, and they're a team that makes you pay.
Coming off a game in Boston where you did manage the puck very well and you didn't really let those turnovers kind of cost you and limit them, is that a good lesson that's the way you need to play and not maybe the way you did it at the limited period tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we can't get away with that, you know, with a team like Colorado. Their forwards are really skilled and they make really good plays off the rush. They're D-joined in the rush really well. So when we know that, we have a team like that, we just got to get pucks in and make sure that we're hounding them on the offense. I thought our forwards did a great job tonight on the forecheck, and we just didn't do enough of it.
It's going to get kind of lost, obviously, in the score, but your play to set up the first goal, just kind of how does that develop? And as you're reading, do you see McDonough come down in the corner of your eye?
I think it was Anthony Cirelli makes a really good play and wins a puck battle on the wall, gets the puck to me at the point. And, you know, I think at first I thought their winger was going to pressure me a little harder. And once I saw that I was able to take the middle of the ice and have a little time, you know, I think everyone kind of froze. And it was a great read by Ryan to jump behind that guy. And, you know, I just heard him call for it last second. And obviously, you know, those are the plays that we make here and kind of the creativity we have on the offensive side of things. And, you know, it's just a play that I think we are fully capable of doing and making at the right time.
How much did their goalie kind of turn the momentum of the game with some of those saves that he made?
Yeah, he obviously made some big saves. I think it's always tough when you feel like the other team's goalie, you know, beats you sometimes. You know, credit to him for making some big saves for sure, and especially early on, I think power play and some saves in the first and early in the second that were huge. And you know, we just got to find a way to get those by him. And obviously, it's a different ball game.
A few days now before you play Pittsburgh on Wednesday, how can you take advantage of that time with the practice and kind of, you know, get back to some of the habits?
Yeah, you know, we need to obviously, like you said, just drill in the habits a little bit more, drill in the system play, you know, little things that go a long way. And I think, you know, when you come home from a road trip like that and off two good wins and you don't get a chance to practice, just have a pregame skate in the morning, you know, you maybe, you know, you're excited at a little bit and especially early on in the season when it's not, you know, fully ingrained. So it's on us to obviously prepare a little bit better for the game.
Anthony Cirelli is walking here. Thank you.